All right, everyone. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Being a Dick Season 3, Episode 10. Yeah, that's new music. Remember that band that kind of got all butthurt because their music was in the game? Well, these guys said, we like adult games. We're a rock band. We'll put our music in your game. And it's pretty good. I like it. I think it fits. And yeah, this is a full song. It reminds me of kind of like Motley Crue. I want more bands to feel safe to put their music in these games because they're blowing up. By the way, Being a Dick is right now the fourth most popular adult game on Steam. It was six, now it's on four. Yeah, it could go up. We know that the Genesis Order is the top game on Steam right now, and it has been for a while. Well, there's some stupid gotcha called Rise of Eros at the top, but I'm ignoring that. So yeah, Genesis Order, and hopefully we'll have that at some point, if I even decide to play it, because it is more of an adventure game. I don't know if you guys will like that. I can try, but we'll see. Anyway, let's get started. I'm gonna quit yapping and start going. All right, here we go. Previously, just in case we forgot. Say, who is that man leaving our dorm? That was my dad, you see? My dad is keeping my life hostage. He fooled me into co-signing my student loan, and afterward he gave me the ultimatum that I couldn't see Josie ever again. So, you're under the impression that I can help you with a scholarship, correct? I'm having some family issues affecting my studies. I even pledged a sorority thinking I'd get help with free tuition. I'm confused. Did they say you get tuition from pledging? How'd it go? Not that well. He can't help me. I've been looking for someone to ask a few questions about something. My family's lawyer is at my disposal if need be, so... Oh, what the fuck? These seem like test questions and answers. Let me look at some of the answers, though. Dude, you can't leave papers in the bathroom during an exam like that. They weren't mine. Was someone cheating for real? Why are you back? I missed this place, and I missed you. You're mad at me. My feelings are all over the place right now. You invited your ex to our Halloween party? Zoe doesn't have a hard time talking to new people. They seem enthusiastic about talking to her. You're laughing at my demon face? Come on, warrior, slay me. Blah! Do you even know what makes a great party? Count Cocula is my name, and body shots is the game. Who's excited about Halloween? Arius, where are we going? Trust me, they won't be a problem tonight. Grim, we need some backup at the front door. Preps are showing up. Can we join your party? We really want to go. Okay, get in here, but if anything happens... Much obliged. Is everyone having a good time? Cheers. He asked me a lot about myself before that, pretending to be interested, like hobbies and whatnot. He called me a run-of-the-mill, boring, and basic bitch. What the fuck happened? Grim punched Oscar. Like, what the fuck? So, who are you dating right now? I'm not dating anyone, but I see the potential. I want to fuck your asses. Both of yours. Okay, so this is where I picked their path. Because before, I picked it where I fucked what's-her-name. It's been a while. I forget the names of characters.
It's hard to find meaning if life lets you down, and you're left screaming but can't make a sound.
Good morning, Helen. How are you feeling today? It's still before noon. I'm not at my best, doctor. Haha. Are you doing your exercises? 3 times per day, but my joints are locking up. Yes, I can tell that they're stiff. Doctor, will I ever get better? Autoimmune diseases aren't curable, but they are treatable. There are treatments for arthritis we can try, and we have a lot of available options. I'll make sure to guide you through what else we can offer after we're done with the examination.
You know, a cum shot down the throat usually fixes things.
Ellen!
And she's like, my arthritis is gone!
It's treatable. You must not lose hope. Oh, believe me, I've got hope, an abundance of it, and a wonderful family worth fighting for. Ah! Oh! Honey, do you need help? No, it's fine. Sobs. Come here. Baby cries. Darn it, I woke them up. I'll take care of this. Go hold our babies. Did they fall asleep? Yes. They are so beautiful. Our tiny miracles. What if the day comes when I can't hold them anymore? When they grow too heavy and I'm too weak? That's not going to happen. It could. What if I drop them like I dropped that plate? If that happens, they'll be grown up and you won't have to worry about holding them by then.
If you drop them and they're grown up, will it still knock them retarded? Maybe.
What if it happens sooner than that? I don't recognize my body anymore. I've become a stranger to it. Then I'll hold them for you. Dinner is ready.
You know,
easy there, hungry.
Yes. When women are pregnant, their MS symptoms usually go away during that time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Unexplained.
Right. Do you want to say it tonight? No, I'm not good with the words. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for our food and drink. We are so thankful. In a world where many go hungry, we share this food with grateful hearts. You've always been wonderful with your words, Helen. I admire you for it. It's not hard saying a prayer, love. You just let your heart speak loudly to him. You should try it more. What do you pray for?
These are new characters.
I pray for us. I pray for our well-being. I pray for our children and that they grow up to live long and happy lives. I pray to see them graduate and become adults. I pray that one day I get to see their father walk them down the aisle. And I pray for my beautiful grandkids and a long and healthy life together with you by my side. Those are indeed things worth praying for.
So this is Grim's dad, so she drops one.
No.
She drops the sister.
Baby cries. I've got it this time. No, please, let me. Of course, sweetheart. Wow. Are you full? No, I'm not full. My medication hasn't helped yet. I don't have an appetite this time of day. You know that. And I'm sweating too much. I'm overheating. I need to lie down.
Oh, yeah.
Derek, stop it. Dad! It's Maya. Derek took my doll. Derek, be nice to your sister. You only get one.
Oh, I gotcha.
I have to return to work, but I'll try coming home early. Call Susan if you need to. You know she won't mind, and she's just next door. You don't have to remind me. Go to work. That's all you ever do.
Your bitch symptoms have come back.
And it's a constant reminder of what I can't do. Work, work, work. If you're looking for a reliable RV, this is it. I own a caravan of the same brand, and it's been a blessing every summer with a wife and kids and all. Getting away from daily life and being one with nature. Okay. This RV is even a step up. You'd be lucky to own it. It sure looks the part, but I'll have to look around more before I decide. Absolutely. If you need me for anything, I'll be in my office. Please don't hesitate. Okay.
You're in the wrong business if you're trying to have a steady income.
Father, I know we don't talk much and I haven't been the most devout Christian, but I don't know where else to turn. I've tried to learn from Helen, but forgive me if I say the wrong things. I want to ask you, why? Why are you doing this to me? I work and make a great living. I can provide for my family. And while I give my wife a lot, I cannot give her health. I cannot give her a normal life. How I wish I could. I wish I had healing hands to restore her to what she used to be. I wish there were medications strong enough to take her pain away, even if it's just for one day. I'd even accept her pain to feel what she feels. I wish for all her dreams to come true. You already took away one of them. Don't take away the rest. Please. Excuse me. Yes? I've made up my mind. I'll take it. That's great. I'll get the paperwork ready. I pray for you, Helen. I know who you are deep down inside, and I have learned to separate your sickness from the real you. I'll be there for you, through thick and thin. Just like I promised you in our vows, I promise this to you now. I'll do it all for you. Every wish I can fulfill will come true. I'll bounce our kids on my knees for you. I'll make sure that you'll live long enough to see our children grow old. To see them graduate. To see them walk down the aisle. To see them have children of their own. All of this, I promise you.
Sound like 3D, didn't it?
Yeah, it's
amazing.
Like,
amazing.
Let's get some animations, okay.
She said, I like it when I'm a horse sometimes.
Fuck, shitballs, fuck!
I remember the last time I had a bad case of shitballs.
Okay. Here we go. Morning, Grim. You're here, huh? Well, you know. I can guess. Fun night last night. You can say that again. Morning, Grim. You're here early. Yeah, you could say that. Oh, I think I got it. No, I think someone else got it. Ha ha. Right. See you later. She did not like that joke. Yeah, well, we have some history. Fuck, that's right. Was that insensitive of me? A bit?
A bit,
but it doesn't matter. I should apologize to her later, and sorry to you too. No apologies needed. I'm single. I can do what I want. How's that going for you? I can't complain. So, who did you spend the night with? Wouldn't you like to know?
Everybody.
Hence the question. Tell her or don't tell her?
Don't tell her.
Sorry, but that's a secret.
Oh,
I thought we were friends. Are you using the friendship angle to make me say it? No, it's fine. I'm sure I'll find out somehow anyway. I just thought you'd be cool with sharing. Maybe another time. I hear you. I'm heading back to the mansion before they think I skipped cleaning day. I'll meet you there later after my coffee injection and breakfast. Sounds perfect.
Coffee
Tell me there's hot coffee in that pot. Yeah, help yourself. I'm on cup 3 already. That sounds like a nasty hangover. It's not bad. I'm mostly feeling tired. That party drained me. Same. I had one too many shots. Derek knows how to make them. I woke up at 8 a.m. and had to hurl. Ass man? I respect your pronouns, respect mine. Daddy sexy, master huge cock, Mr. 10 inch big guy.
I like that one. I would go with that one.
Hey, he lives. Hungover yet, or are you still buzzing? I don't get hangovers. Man, fuck you, you're lucky. Ass man, a word? Sure.
Drink a lot of water.
What's up? Yeah. Why are you closing the drapes? That did not work for me. Sunlight that bad, huh? You don't have to pretend you don't get hangovers if you do. You know what I did? I threw up all the water. I wouldn't think less of it if you did. Oh, yeah.
I've never had a hangover.
Oh, my God. I've had the worst ever. Help me check the ceiling for any flashing lights. I had a hangover so bad.
Now, I've been just drunk for a long period of time, like days at a time.
For a few months. A few months ago, man, I thought I was so sick. My mother was thinking about rushing me to the hospital. That's how bad the hangover was. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. You need some vitamins and water.
I mean, yeah, I got over it. Help me check the ceiling. I mean, after everything had been expelled from my stomach, okay? Help me check the ceiling for any flashing lights. Are you feeling okay? I'm feeling a bit sick, but I'm fine. That does sound like a hangover to me. It's not that. Can you find anything? No, everything is dark. Can we let some sunlight in, or... This room seems clean. Clean from what? Listen, this has to stay between you and me. You're the only one I can trust. What's the matter? Why are you so secretive? I found something in my room today. When I woke up, I saw this faint red flashing light in one of my ceiling spotlights. I found this inside of it. What's that? What does it look like? It's some kind of security camera, no? Why would there be a security camera in your closet? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Did someone put it in there last night? Nah, no way. But if it was flashing, you would have spotted it earlier. Yeah, unless something happened to it during that blackout. What if it's been there all this time? What if someone spied on me in that room? Why would someone spy on you? I have no clue, but you're the only one I can trust with this, because I know you'd never do that to me. Wait, are you suggesting that a dick put it in there? It sure as hell wasn't installed at a party. How can you be sure? Look at this cable. I had to rip it out. It's not a simple plug-in camera. This one requires some proper installation. Who else would have the time and opportunity to install it besides someone living here? Didn't we change the lights after the Alphas trashed the mansion? Yeah, I remember we replaced some broken ones. Were there any broken lights in your room? I don't remember. Every room was a mess back then. Who replaced the lights? I can't remember. We could ask Rusty if he does. We could, but it's his laptop, right? What if it has a direct feed to the camera? Are you saying we can't even trust Rusty? I thought you two were close. We are close, and I'm not saying that, but like I said, I can only trust you right now. I've done some nasty stuff in that closet, and if someone has recordings of me, not only would that be it for my reputation, but it could also hurt Ashley. I want to understand this better before I start confronting people about it. Okay, I'm with you. I'll check if I can find more flashing red lights in the mansion. If you get the chance to check some rooms, do it.
Find where the cord's going to.
Yeah, I'll be discreet and check what I can. Flip the lights to the room and look for anything that flashes. Ass man, thanks. Anytime, bro. Sounds crazy that someone would put a hidden camera in his closet. Who would do that? Free roam. Complete the task in the task app. Access your gallery by clicking the gallery button on top of your phone. Turn any image from your phone gallery into a wallpaper. Adjust the size and position of your custom wallpaper. Your custom wallpaper is done. The old wallpapers work as before and will override any custom wallpaper settings. Okay. Well, we don't have the other ones because we don't have the...
How many generations of that family?
Halloween's over, but somehow people woke up looking scarier than last night. Here's hoping that a hot shower can fix it. Too tired to clean? Kill me now. Riona. My head hurts. Can someone bring me coffee? Coming. Guess it's still Halloween at the Hots. Everyone looks like zombies today. Last night wasn't fun, but at least I'm not hungover today. Ugh, brag much? My morning's been pretty good so far. Can we save the cleaning until Monday or something? No, we can't. It wouldn't feel right to leave the Dick's place looking like that. Slut. Okay, that's Riona. Okay, I found this bag in my room. Is anyone missing it? It has some keys, $20, lipstick, and what I believe is too many tampons for one girl in it. Try to ignore them next time. I know that shirt was going to get you into trouble. Uh-oh. Big booty lover, what the hell is that shirt? Are you seriously mocking my choice of pronoun?
Yep.
Learn to read. That shirt literally says that I respect your pronoun. She, her, whatever you made up to get triggered when someone gets it wrong. Them, they! I said it, and I will make this fucking clear. I'm not calling anyone a them or a they unless they're a fucking symbiote like Venom. Because then it's literally two fucking people. Then I can call you them. Because remember how Venom would say, us like it, you would say us. Yeah. That makes we are Venom, right. Or if there's a multitude of people, like Shredder would always say, get them.
Tonight I dine on turtle soup.
Okay, Miss Them.
Never had it, probably.
Okay, Miss Them, you made your point. Go away. I'm gonna block you. Fucking do it already. You say you will every week, yet you keep showing up in my comments section. Are you for real? You're a fucking idiot. That shirt is disgusting and offensive, and you are too. Learn how to respect people. Femme girl power. Practice what you preach. Those aren't even pronouns. Gender identity is not something you can make fun of, you dick. It's very personal and subject to change at any time.
It's one of the funniest things nowadays you can make fun of.
I mean, it's very personal and subject to change at any time. You should always ask people what they identify.
You know how personal it is? It's so personal that makes sure no one knows what their pronouns are until they piss them off.
Don't call me a dick. It's huge cock. Susie has a point, and you should have. And you should read it. I did read it. But none of you are respecting my made-up choice of pronouns. They're just as valid as yours. You're just a bunch of hypocrites. And there's nothing in this world you can't make fun of. Everything is fair game. Fuck you. Don't you dare to make fun of gender issues. It's not a joking matter. I think it is, and you girls could use a laugh. Reported for sexual harassment. Enjoy your ban. Me too. I kind of feel like I'm interrupting something here, but that's Nikita's bag. Thank you. Tell her she can get it whenever she wants it. Don't assume genders. But Nikita is a girl.
Oh, I saw a he, she tonight.
Oh, no.
Looked like a girl with a beard.
Oh, no.
Gross.
Oh, my God. You've done it now, Christy. Run, Christy, run. Try to ignore them next time, bro. Hey, it's my cluck. I didn't click on their fat faces to post a comment. Even after gender studies, I can't shake these bitches. Wow. That was a little bit too realistic. Mm. I've had debates like that. Next hour only. 2-for-1 special. Pink Rose. Girl power. It's like looking into a mirror, isn't it? How do I delete someone else's cluck? I feel like it has the potential to be a future Hell Week task. It'd be more humiliating than wearing the dildo helmet, don't you think? We are you, LMAFO. At what point can we kick a dick out of the frat? This won't age well. I'm scared to ask what the 2-for-1 special is. Anyone got some eye bleach? I feel like my eyes got raped. We will grind your cock to a song of choice.
We got some eye rape.
Are you ignoring it too? I'm torn between blocking Jamie and Leon and muting the cluck at the moment. Is anyone else sharing the fuck out of this cluck? I knew we left too early. Bunch of fags.
Like Mr. Garrison.
Yeah. Bunch of fags.
Bunch of fags.
I don't know if you should feel flattered or have a life crisis.
I don't know. Scissor me timbers.
Hell yeah, sign up for that special. Woo! Aha, we got a trending in our area, LOL. Woo! Looking at this day, maybe we shouldn't have posted this. Called it. I feel this has the potential to be a future Hell Week test. It'd be more humiliating wearing the dildo helmet. It'd be humiliating as fuck. I like it. Fuck no. No one wants to look at this shit for an entire week. Haha, nice idea. Hell Week is supposed to punish the maggots. When our brothers do this voluntarily, we ought to question if it's punishment or not. Trust me, it's a punishment. This isn't the first time I made a bad choice while drinking. Oh my god, that's insane. Okay, that was... Alright, so we're up to date on the clucks.
On the cluck.
3 yard. I'm not wasting my money. You know how scarce money is in this game.
You had to have a full day of playing to Cricket. All those.
Yeah.
You had some apostrophes, so you had...
No, that just means we unlocked them. That doesn't mean we still have to buy them.
Yeah.
Wow! Well, we'll be doing this video for probably...
Pitter-patter.
Oh, no, I'm saying that this video... We're only doing an hour. I'm saying we'll just be doing this one section for probably a...
Chattering, we should be...
Clean the Mansion 05... I'm trying to... Yeah, we gotta talk to everybody, and we have to check the room for hidden cameras. Also, don't forget, there's also shit that we have to... If you see anything that looks...
Like a blinking light.
Oh, here we go. Oh yeah, this ugly mask. I'm gonna throw it out. I don't want to be reminded of what happened with Vinny. Shit, did I break it? Huh, one of the sides opened up. This is some kind of puzzle. I knew it. I got some time now. Let's see if I can crack this open.
Vinny.
Oh my god. Oh no, it's... We honestly do not have time for this right at the moment. Like, it's probably... It's okay that... It's harder than I thought it'd be. I'll play more with the box later.
Okay.
There's no need to do that. My wallet. Maybe I can afford to set aside some more money as pocket money. Don't upgrade your wallet. That's a mom picture. Classes start again tomorrow. I will say, I don't mind this.
Yeah, that'd be pretty nice ring.
Though, the music. This is a little, it's not what I expected.
This is where I photograph my victims.
Help me remove the camera equipment later.
Before I eat it. Kidney with
some nice. See, I've always liked stuff. A lot of people don't realize this, but I have always liked stuff like Frank Sinatra and stuff like I always thought there was something to that kind of music.
I like a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
It's a certain mood.
I've
had to be in that.
I don't think so. The floor. No. What an excellent place to put drinks. Because I'm one of these guys, you know, my playlist is so fucking random that I could be listening to metal 1 minute and electronic 1 minute, and you got, oh, this is show tunes. It's like, it's whatever. It's literally just everything now, so I don't even bother. Pop, you know? Hey. Aha, I couldn't resist. You know I'm irresistible. Or rather, I know I'm irresistible, but you'll have to try to keep your hands to yourself, Elena. As if you would be able to resist if I bent over in front of you. Slapper! You're goddamn right I can't resist it. Ouch, holy fuck! Ha ha ha, now we're even! Ha ha ha, even? That was way too hard, dude. It's gonna leave a mark. That's a firm ass. Ha ha, you're so weird.
That's what. Firmer.
And you have a firm ass too. I can tell you work that. I can tell you work out. On a scale between 1 and 10, how hungover are you? A 5 or so, it's not too bad. You? 6 or 7. I should have loaded my gun with cider like Jacob did. Do you want some coffee? I can get you some. Thanks, but I already drank enough for today. Same here. Scouring the place for drinks, are you? I think the others would puke if they had to smell the alcohol stench today, so I volunteered. That's nice of you. I'll help out when I finish my tasks. Thanks, but don't stress it. Gotta talk to everybody.
She laughs like
people. Yes, Gimby! Arius, maybe you shouldn't drink alcohol. I know it's early, but I didn't even get to party yesterday. I'm gonna make up for it today. Woo! It's not that it's early. I was thinking more about your, situation. Oh. So unfair, you had the super duper awesome party and we didn't even get one. I know. This is all Dawes' fault. What do you mean? If he didn't put a baby in me, I wouldn't feel like my life is slipping away. I've been stressed out every day since I found out about it. Not knowing what to do, not knowing how to feel. Am I even the mother? Am I even the mother? Look, she's all the cans short. We know this, folks.
That's what Hep C looks like in human form.
My mind is running a mile per hour, and everything is just bleh. About that, are you going to keep it? I have to. It's growing inside of me. I can feel it. And I hate it. And I love it. And God knows how many months from now I'll have a bald boy with a micro penis shooting out of me. How do you know it's a boy? It runs in the family. Oh.
What, micro penises?
I guess.
Uh-oh.
Please let there be no cameras in here. Phew, nothing. It says penis. Yuck, I wonder who will volunteer to clean the puke. I don't see nothing. Whoops! Oh, you gotta clean up. How's it going? Good, I guess. I'm checking this room thoroughly.
Well, that doesn't look bad for a party of that magnitude.
This room, why do you care about it? I may have used the home theater for something. You watched porn in here, didn't you? Have you ever seen a 150-inch pussy-ass man? You can't go back to fapping to your phone after you have. I can see why you don't want someone to record that. Exactly. Also, do yourself a favor. Never sit in that spot. Trust me on this. This is going to take a while. I need to check every room. Wait, for the sake of it or just because you jacked off in them? I don't feel like I have to explain it to you. Is that why you wanted to check my room? Don't tell me, I don't want to know.
Dude, I don't care how good of friends we are. Do not jack off in my room.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's rule one of friendship. That's day one, rule one.
Hour one.
Yeah, don't jerk off in my room.
Are there any leftovers from yesterday? Way less than I thought there would be. Some people went hard on the cakes.
With all this white ectoplasm everywhere. You see Derek?
Ectoplasm. Made me think of Ghostbusters. That's a big compliment. Yeah, it sure is. Need any help in here? I've got this. I'm kind of pedantic when it comes to the kitchen. Make it sparkle then. Hey, I need to ask you about something if it's cool. What's up? It's kind of a sensitive question. I'll be gentle, haha. I knew I could count on you. So, I woke up in my bed early and I think I saw something I shouldn't have seen. And if I saw what I think I saw, what was it? I might be paranoid, but I heard a door close in the hallway upstairs. To Jacob or Nick's room? Yeah, I was one of them for sure. And when I opened my eyes, I saw Heather walking downstairs. Okay, that's kind of weird, or I don't know, is it? Do you think she was checking up on them? The thing is, me and Leon woke up Tommy for the walk of shame. It didn't look like someone else had been sleeping next to him. Do you think she might have, you know, cheated on Tommy? You didn't see her do it, right? So you can't know for sure. You're right about that. It's just a gut feeling. Last night I talked to her and she seemed upset about Tommy wanting to fuck Christy. and it seemed to me like she was thinking about doing the same to him with someone. Did she tell you she wanted to fuck other dudes? Pretty much. Then what happened? Fuck, I can't tell him what I did. I don't know, but she seemed determined to do it. Are you saying Heather did that with Jacob or Nick? I'm not saying she did anything, but that's what she told me. Damn, what do you think I should do? I mean, fucking another bro's girl behind their back is like a cardinal sin. I don't know. I mean, it's Heather. Concerning what Tommy does to her, I don't think it's that bad if someone did. Unless Tommy is cool with it, I think it is. If I were you, I'd probably stay out of it, but that's me. Tommy and Heather's relationship isn't a normal one. I let them sort out their issues without getting involved. I mean, Tommy fucks girls without Heather's approval like it's nothing. Who's to say she can't too, you know? I wouldn't make too big a deal out of this. Maybe you're right. I don't know how their vetoes work. Heather always seemed okay with everything Tommy did. And I wasn't sure who to talk to about this, since Elena is Heather's friend. It didn't feel good to mention this to her. I get you. Thanks for easing my mind, Grim. It's good to have people you can trust with these things. Olive Music. Alright. It would be weird if there were cameras in here, but let's check. Nope, there's nothing in here. That's good. You look like you're in shit shape today. Well, I'm feeling last night today. Everything from Mika to the bottle of pure vodka. I bet you are. Any sober thoughts on her? I feel ashamed for putting myself out there like that, and I feel a lot of regret about even going for her in the first place. Fuck, I thought she was single and interested in me. Sympathize or it's her, huh? Alright. I totally get you. It's good to process your emotions like that, but don't be too hard on yourself. Let's do something fun another day when we feel better. Thanks, Grim. I'll get over her. Yeah, you will. Take the time you need. Okay. Being a Dick is one of the only ones we've played that has a lot of free roam. And it's important because the way Dr. Pinkcakes designed it, talking to the characters actually... Like, I mean, you could have done it visual novel style, like returning to Mia... But, I don't know, I think walking around the house actually kind of gives more of an interactive feel to the game, which is what he was going for. Also, a cat just walked in. I don't know what it's going to do. There's no telling with this cat. Okay, let's check this room. This room is clean. Yeah, there's nothing there, man. With this many bottles and cups, we'll probably find bottles long after cleaning. I don't think there's anything to pick up in these. Okay, no one's here. Let's check if there's any cameras in here. I think we're good. Nothing I can spot, at least. There's just shit in here. Nope. Not seeing it. We're gonna have to use the... He came up with 8 different Halloween-themed drinks. I wonder how many of them tasted good. Whoops. We're not done yet. I'm just trying to figure out how to do all this. Oh, damn. There goes the cat. All right. If it can stay still, this will be good. I've got a live cat.
Live cat. I'd rather. That's what she said.
Yep. Hold on. I've got to control it so it doesn't go.
You got to control that pussy, huh? Pussy control, huh?
Yep, pretty much. Pussy control. Jamie's room. Nope, you're not going over there. Left hallway.
Stay out of the pickles, pussy.
All right. Fuck my life, Grim.
Yeah,
it's one of those days, huh? That's not what I feel like doing today. Plus, I gotta work tonight. I can cover for you, or we all have to help out.
I can cover for you.
Damn, that sucks. Go ahead and leave if you want. I can cover for you. Nah, Sage would notice, and I'd be punished like Heather will be for skipping on this. I have to push through. All right, the faster we clean, the faster we're done.
Yeah. Look at those legs go all the way up there and make a complete ass of themselves.
There's not shit going on in this room. Not too many more rooms to look through. Go to Leon's room. There's the spider. He put it back in the box. Let's see. Hey, Lily. I didn't recognize you without a skirt and stockings. Haha, not. What was I thinking with all this spider web? I should have skipped the decorations and locked my room during the party. Use the vacuum cleaner for it. I think it's effective. Ooh, nice idea. Did you have fun yesterday? The night ended great. Jamie and I made up. Yeah, I saw it on Rooster, unfortunately. Damn, I forgot about that cluck. We were hammered when we posted it. Does it look good? No, it does not. It made me want to claw my eyes out. I'm guessing you struck out with that costume. Big time, but I'll make up for it at the next party for sure. I have to do some damage control first, though. Some girls I like cringed at me last night. Make him feel better or make fun of him?
Make him feel better.
Your guy's not afraid to make fun of himself. Girls like that, I think. Thanks, Grim. I prefer you not to do that, Cat. Okay. Like, just...
I'm
no, I do not
I got
need...
Wizzits and Wutzits and Bizzits and Bobbits.
I do not need the cat on the keyboard. That's not gonna be fun for any of the people watching. Alright. So, yeah, there's a cat in here. It's,
come here, pussy. I know how to tame you.
Yeah, I got a feeling all that shit's gonna just fly on the stuff you've got there, because that cat's gonna want to jump up there. She's trying to figure out how to get to you.
Oh, she got it to me.
Okay.
She made it. That girl, pussy, made it. Over. Scruffy little pussy.
Jesus Christ. Alright. Alright, so we got in we did the main party room, right? No, we didn't. And I already miss it. Miss what? Your hair let loose. When I woke up today, I looked like a big mess. I had to put it in a ponytail. Pull it or don't pull it? The hair. It's not bad. It means I can do this. Hey! Damn you. Haha, sorry.
I'll drink your blood.
Thirsty.
Feast on your children.
I can't even look at that without wanting to puke. I drank too many weird drinks yesterday. I'm amazed we still have some alcohol left with how much people are drinking. Leftover beer is good. You could save it for another one of your parties. Yeah, whenever that'll happen. Tomorrow I have to get back into college mode. I'm starting to miss classes. Is that weird? I'll tell you something I don't miss. Gender studies. Aha! I don't think there's anything...
Think you got... You had 3 out of 4. Go back. I think I'm here.
Cleaning blows. Why did we have to go crazy with the spider webs?
You know who else?
I'll take the spider webs if you clean the puke in the bathroom. On second thought, I'm fine with cleaning the spider webs. Is Heather here? No. She came back home earlier this morning and went straight to bed. She didn't feel well. I found this in my room. It's hers, right? Yeah, that's hers. I can bring it back with me. Is she not helping at all with this? That's unfair as fuck. This floor is nasty. It doesn't look anything like it did last night. This isn't even the worst I've seen this floor. I can mop it up if you want. No, I've got this. It can't all be fun and parties always, can it? Clearing the dance floor, huh? Want some party music while you're at it? No way. That would make my head explode. How did it go with Danny last night? What do you mean? She looked like she was gonna murder you when you performed magic, and she gave me the stink eye. It went alright. They... Fuck it. She doesn't like our crowd that much, but I think she had fun. How do you know? Okay, she didn't have fun. She hated the party. But she did it for me, and that should count for something. I don't know what you see in her. I really don't. You don't see what I see. That's fine. I thought you were done with her. I was, but things changed for me. You deserve better, dude. He really does. I do? Cheating on her put aside, you're one of the good guys. Thanks, I guess.
Cheating on her put aside, that's a big aside.
There aren't many good guys out there. I have to take your word on that. Yeah, some guys only want one thing from you, but not you, Jamie. I don't? No, I'm happy to be around you. Is she flirting with him? But duh, I mean...
Oh, gosh. Makes my weenie do funny things. Tickles!
Oh, Jesus. Alright, tell him to help or ignore him.
When I bust, I go...
Are you taking a break while everyone else is working? I'm making sure people paid for the party, asshole. Oh, sorry. Well, I'm sorry. Like, dude's just sitting there.
Cut nugget.
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting a hold of that. Hey, let's put this cleaner aside for a second. Extracurriculars.
Shit. Oh, we didn't do the upstairs. Okay. Hold on, let's go back. We didn't do none of this shit over here. Thanks for last night. You would have thanked me for this morning, too, if it wasn't for Mel. What can I say? Early bird gets the worm. Haha, worm. More like a snake. Maybe next time you'll get it. I'm not inviting Mel for it. That's for sure.
Yeah, okay.
Alright, so we went in there. Fuck. What's wrong? Some of the bottles leaked onto the tank, but hopefully not into it. Those fishes don't look drunk to me. They would be dead, not drunk. From a little bit of beer? I don't intend to find out how much beer will kill them. I'm trying to keep them alive. I remember you said you wanted to help out with it. Are you still interested? Of course, what do you need me to do? I'm kind of a rookie when it comes to this. I thought it'd be cool to have fish when I saw this tank among the stuff your dad brought us. But I'm worried I don't have what it takes to take care of it. I thought you knew how to do it. Me and my sis had a smaller tank when I was younger and lived back home, but this one is next level. It looks empty without any stuff in it, and I didn't buy an air pump yet. The water looks kind of murky too, and I think I put too many fish in it. So they'll die unless we do something about it? Probably. It'd be like a horror show, so I don't want to do something about it before it's too late. I read they get diseases too unless they're taken care of properly. That sounds bad. How should we do it? Oh, it's the fish tank minigame!
What?
Keep the fish alive by feeding them and cleaning the tank. Cure sick fish and remove dead fish to keep the tank clean and fish healthy. Healthy fish will reproduce. Sell the offspring young fish for a profit or keep them to increase your fish population. You lose the minigame if all your fish die. Hover over the any button for more information. Good luck! Well, here's where we'll spend the next 4 hours. What?
The gloves.
Oh, yeah.
You got these britches.
Yeah. Yeah, they do look nice.
Yeah, they are comfy.
The cat came back the very next day.
Be alright. Stop.
Buy food supplies used to feed your fish. $1 for 100 food. Much money.
How much is 100 food? 100 food.
Upgrades. Damn, this shit ain't cheap. Air pump $10, chemicals $10, props $10.
Shit, you gotta find out how to make better money.
Tank dirty, 40% food, no food. Alright, so now I got food. Feed your fish. Costs 5 food supplies to use. As a rule of thumb, 1 food per fish will keep the fish well fed. Okay, we've got 33 female fish, 42 male fish, 10 young fish, 0 dead fish, and 2 sick fish. Use to treat your fish. Buy more to clean your tank. We have no sick fish. We're good. I think that's all we can do now. Okay, maybe that's good enough. I don't know. Check up on them whenever you want. You know where to find them. Great, I'll do that. By the way, Vinny was here last night. Yeah, I heard it from Tommy. I must have missed him. Oh, you got the cat to lay on your lap. Oh, because I thought it was you who invited him. No, it wasn't me. I was actually surprised that he showed up. Like she likes that bed anyway.
I'm pussy extraordinaire.
He must have patched things up with Tommy when Tommy, when Tommy what? Don't talk about this with people, but Tommy's buying weed from Vinny. Not that long ago, Tommy asked me to reach out to him about it.
Sometimes I'll put pussy in a basket, then I'll play a flute. And that pussy just kind of dances around a little bit.
I guess that's why he showed up. I saw an AI of an Indian guy next to a toilet playing a flute, and the shit was the snake. Yeah. I gotta say, I didn't think you'd be friends with someone like Vinny. I was picturing him being different, but he's a real dick. Did something happen? He provoked me when we had an altercation. Oh, he does have a short fuse. You can say that again. He's being a complete asshole to me for no reason. Remember, the gun he was hit with was loaded. That sucks to hear. Vinny's always been difficult, but he's changed a lot for the worse lately. Not only was it loaded, remember they told him it was a fake gun, but it actually they were lying to him. It was a real gun that he got hit with. Yeah, I mean, a fake gun, you'd probably be able to tell if you got hit with it anyway, because a real gun has heft.
Depends on...
called pistol whip, yeah.
Well, you know, they do make some pretty realistic guns for Hollywood.
Yeah, I know, but I'm
different
sure.
Different things. Yeah. Well, people buy them to collect, too. Cat, you think I like you? No.
That cat likes everybody. That sucks to hear. Vinny's always been difficult, but he's changed a lot for the worse lately. But I don't think you have to worry about him being around much. Even if he passed things up with Tommy, he's got another life going for him these days, and even I rarely see him. Right, anyway, thanks for the talk. Okay, so we're done with that one. Thanks for helping out. Of course, and it's not just because I'm hot now, either. You are? For real this time? Sure am. You are? That's awesome, Maya. You think? The more the merrier, right? Yeah. Are you moving in with them now?
Yeah.
I haven't decided on that yet. I see upsides and downsides
you
either way.
Tits? Yeah.
That's a strong woman right there. Wind beaten face. Seen a depression or two. But she's a sturdy old piece of equipment.
Take your time to think it through. I'm happy for you. Thanks,
yeah.
Grim.
I'll think about it. Yeah.
Sunny acoustic rock. Ah, people are gross. How so? Someone puked behind the sofa. Oh, is that what smells? Oh, I can't do this. Do you want me to clean it? You know, sometimes this royalty-free music can be really fucking good. Would you? Yeah, I'll leave it and I'll get a mop later. Thanks, you don't know how much I appreciate that. It's not a problem. Grim, where did the decorations go? Put them in Nick's room. I'm not quite sure what's ours and what we rented. Got it. Alright. Putting a hidden camera in the bathroom would be creepy. Let's hope no one did it. I don't see any red flashes in here. That's good. This room is clean. Okay, I've checked where I can. I should let Derek know. I didn't think there were any fucking hidden cameras in this damn place. Alright. Talk to Quinn and talk to Derek again. Where the fuck is Quinn? Outside? Ah. We got a render. Ah, some more bottles. We got a render.
Ooh, sage.
Yep. Ooh, this is cool.
Alright. Back to the couch.
Oh, okay, we're outside. Good thing I checked outside, too. You can't do anything with those girls. That one you can.
Yeah, that's
Quinn. Yep. Ugh, the soggy pumpkin smell makes me feel sick. Want to smoke? That would make me throw up. Suit yourself. Do we really need to have all these pumpkins for the party? Quit your bitching. Think of it as cardio. Chop chop. Are you guys taking care of the pumpkins? Something like that. Cool. I'm collecting cups, cans, and bottles. Have you seen any around here? There should be shitloads on the roof. Thanks, I got those already. I can't believe that Halloween is over. It came and went fast as fuck. There'll be more parties soon. Yeah, like what, Christmas? You can throw a party any day of the week if you want. It doesn't have to be during holidays. You get that, right? But Thanksgiving is coming up, and you guys have that Dick's Thanksgiving party.
What?
What's that? The one where the latest maggots think they're dick elders by throwing them a dinner party or something. You'd have to ask Tommy about it. I don't know the details. You're good at fighting, right? I'm pretty good at it. Why? Just checking. If you're free sometime next week, I'd like to borrow you. I've got something to do downtown and could use some company. So sure. What are we doing? Hanging out and such. All right, I'm game. Awesome. Quinn, a little help? You two can't do anything, can you? It won't even let me look at that table anymore.
Well, go over to the couch.
No, it wouldn't let me do that. It wouldn't give me anything. No, it says there's no cameras. Talk to Derek again. We've literally finished the whole free roam moment, which we're going to end after we talk to Derek. Because we still got more. Where the hell is...
Connor San Diego.
Yeah, I always thought they should have called. They should have one. Where in the hell is Carmen San Diego? I need to punch that in the AI.
Or in a trench coat.
I need to punch that in the AI. Where in the hell is Carmen Sandiego? Game. See what it would bring up. I remember I did one. It was Grand Theft Auto and Red Dead Redemption combined, so you had horses and cars and everything all mixed together. Let's see. Jacob's room. No. Ed. Is it Derek? No. It says talk to Derek again. Where the fuck is he? It's going to be hard trying to find him because it's not like... Dining room? No. Just check every room, Grim. I haven't got all day.
Movie room? And the guy changed the movie room.
Oh, he was in the movie room. Fuck yeah, you're right. I didn't even see it. I checked a few rooms and I couldn't find anything. No red flashes, nothing. Good. Do you think it's only in your room? That might be the case, and that makes me wonder why. Someone is targeting me, but who? Can you be sure about that? What if the camera was there before you moved in? But why? I don't know. What's next? I've got to check more before I decide what to do. And I need to sort out a few things that are bothering me. I don't feel like I can trust anyone I don't feel like I can trust anyone else right now. Let me know when you need my help. Talk to Sage.
No option.
Where the fuck was Sage? Nope. I think she might be... No.
I was thinking you were in the
pavilion. Hold on. No.
The only two places.
So we checked. Not there. Not up there. Alright. Let's try it. Tommy's room? No, that's... What's her name? Nope. It's Lily. Rusty's room. We already went in there. We went in the right hallway. We went outside. Main party room. Yep. Okay, we're ending the free room. And here we are in the aftermath of a bitchin' party. You could tell how fun it was by all the crap we have to clean. I'm happy you girls are here helping out. Of course, dude. Grim.
Yeah, dude.
Who the fuck let you guys in? Jacob, get the bros.
We're gonna talk about what happened yesterday. We're pissed off.
Don't start anything. We will talk, but not all of us. You know what this'll lead to. Get the fuck out of here. Everyone, relax! Vice presidents and presidents only, the rest of you leave and tell Quinn to get her ass in here. We don't want these guys in here at all. We're not letting them trash our home again.
I don't know what you're talking about. It wasn't a Tri-Alpha who did it.
Wipe that smug fucking look off your face. We know it was you. I dare you to accuse Caleb of it. He's not a Tri-Alpha or bound by our rules. Aha, so that's how you're gonna do it. That shit might fly with the counselors, but it's not gonna work with us. Pipe down. Let's sit down and have a talk somewhere. Rusty, a little help? Let's be civil for once. We can talk in my room. Are you gonna tell us what's up, or will you lie to our faces again? No one is lying to you. Yes, we had a Halloween party here yesterday, and for obvious reasons, you weren't invited.
And you tricked us into going on Arias' road trip to get rid of us. Admit it.
Quinn? If you're stupid enough to fall for it, you deserve it. Quinn! I knew it! I don't get why we tiptoe around this at this... why we tiptoe around this at this point. You know we party with the dicks.
There are traditions between the Tri-Alphas and the Hots that you can't shit on like that. The Hots have always been our sorority. End of story. And now they aren't. Fucking deal with it. I'm gonna deal with your face.
Calm down. We wanted to do this in a civil manner, didn't we? Civil, as in no more fights, no more ruined properties and removed presidents, right?
You girls are breaking the rules we have.
There are no fucking rules about this. Get real.
Alumni would tell you differently. Some rules are unwritten.
We need to settle this once and for all. Look, we can't keep doing this crap you guys are doing. We all have to agree that sometimes we party with each other and other times we don't.
And who decides that? I bet you wouldn't be partying with the dicks if you put it up to a vote.
That's not the first thing you're wrong about.
We want the Hots, and that's that. If you try to take them from us, you better be prepared because we'll take this fight up another notch.
And I'll shove my fist so far up my ass that you probably enjoy it. Guys, enough! The Hots have a say in this too. This is not the Tri-Alpha's call or the Dick's call. It's our joint call. We will respect our traditions because that's our duty as presidents.
You're goddamn right about that.
But we will also make new traditions for the future by partying with the Dicks. And the Hots will decide how to do it, not you. That's not good enough.
Yeah, that sucks balls.
We should get the Hots more than these guys. Everyone knows our parties are the shit.
There's no way we would agree on that. No chance in hell. And our parties are the bomb. There's beers and chicks everywhere. You wouldn't know anything about it because you've never been invited to one.
I have a proposition, and I think it'll make everyone happy. The Dicks will party more with the Hots than the Tri-Alphas. Damn straight.
Fuck no. No way.
And in return, I'll get you Chad back. You know you want him. Hell, you know you need him. How are you going to win that title next year without him?
Duh, we have Caleb now. I think we would stand a good chance, if he becomes one of us, I mean. But with both of them, we would be unstoppable. Last year was close, but now, that trophy would be ours.
Given what he did, I don't think I can make him come back as president, but I'll make sure he can be one of you guys again.
Chad told us you were gonna try in the past. How come you couldn't make it happen back then?
Because I never gave it a shot, and he's got himself to blame for that. This time, however, I will make it happen.
You better not be bullshitting us.
There's no bullshit. You'll get Chad back and the Dicks will get more of the Hots than you. Everybody wins. Do we have a deal?
Deal. And none of you better not fuck us over again or this deal is off.
Rusty, Tommy, do we have a deal?
We can work with that. And neither of us trashes each other's homes again, including Caleb or any other guy you'd use for it.
Deal. You don't get to say deal, it's me who says deal.
Then say it.
Deal!
Good, everyone's happy. Now, unless you intend to help us clean up here, I suggest you leave. It's better than nothing. It's a shit deal and you know it. We went from having the Hots whenever we wanted to agree on sharing them. You won't even notice it. We'll make this work for everyone, okay? We have to. It sucks. And don't get me started on you, this is practically your fault. We'll have this conversation later. First, I need to call Dad and find a way to bring Chad back, or this deal will be for nothing.
Ugh!
Okay, and now we are going back to school! And this is where we're gonna end it off. So we did clean up. There wasn't a whole lot going on. I mean, it was the after party. But now we're back to school. There's gonna be new shit going down. You know how it is.
Back to school.
You know how
tell
it is.
Tell them that I'm not a fool.
But we can't wait to see you guys back again with Being a Dick, episode 10, and hopefully you guys will be here. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Being a Dick. Later. Stay tuned.